Lee, in the past, television stations and networks may have been reluctant to air commercials on policy issues such as abortion and gay rights. Why is that, Lee?
Gee, I wish I could answer the question why. I think it's the climate of the country. And I think the climate of the country has continued to grow and certainly is more liberal than it has been in the past with the present administration. And I don't know that I would say that's entirely the reason, but I think it's certainly a good portion of it.
You have managed television stations. Are there standards that broadcasters adhere to in deciding whether to air commercials that one might describe as an advocacy spot?
The individual stations really don't have any particular kind of guidance in this particular issue. It is how they believe their licensed community might feel. But as you said, John, this is a network commercial. And although the network is not licensed by the federal government, the stations are, and it's up to the individual stations to determine whether or not they choose to individually or not telecast that particular commercial. In my judgment, it is likely that most of the television stations will likely telecast this commercial without reservation. It's just another network commercial.
Do you think that this could set a precedent for advocacy ads in future Super Bowls?
I don't think it's particularly precedent-setting. I can't, at this very moment, recall any particular ads that may have been advocacy involved in the past. But I, at the same time, don't feel that this is anything that is so particularly out of bounds that it would have been so rattling to the cages of everybody.
You have sold television time. Any thoughts on the impact this ad might have?
You know, John, if it sells, then it works. If it doesn't sell, it's not a good ad. I haven't seen the ad. You haven't seen it. Nobody has seen it, to the best of my knowledge, broadcast yet. So I can't really speak to whether or not it will be or is an effective presentation of the issue.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or clarify on the subject?
No, John, other than the licensee, the individual station, by virtue of the Communications Act, has the opportunity to accept or deny access to its microphone. I believe that's the actual phrase. But, you know, I just don't see stations taking particular and specific action either for or against this particular ad. I think the network has done its due diligence in investigating the copy and probably investigating the visual elements of this. I don't think they would telecast anything that was so extraordinary that would take the viewers into a total other area of belief without saying, you know, hey, it's just an ad, you know, and we'll take care of the other side through other opportunities from the standpoint of equal opportunity.